This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Wednesday, September 26, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O. At sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. We'll get to the fallout from that Monday night NFL game. Amazingly, these guys can't settle this yet, but they're in negotiations now. But we'll start with the baseball, the division races, the wild card races. We'll start in the American League, and we'll look first at the games that have two contenders, for lack of better terms. The Athletics in Texas to play the Rangers. Texas, essentially, they haven't clinched, but a four-game lead with eight to go. They're in pretty good shape. The Athletics, right now, possessors of one of the two wild card spots. Yesterday, Athletics 3, Texas 2. George Gutierrez with the big home run, his sixth of the year, which was the winning run in the game. He hit it in the top of the 10th. Balfour with a scoreless inning, his 21st save in the bottom of the 10th. Athletics 3, Rangers 2. Scribner gets the win in relief. He's 1-0. Lowe takes the loss. He's 0-2. Balfour with his 21st save, Grant Balfour. Chris Carter also hit a home run for the Athletics, his 16th of the year, but it was George Gutierrez' home run that raises the Athletics to 87-67. Rangers dropped to 91-63. Again, I guess there's a chance mathematically that Oakland can catch Texas, but Texas has four in the loss column with eight games to go. That would be an epic collapse, but hey, you never know. A few other games to take a look at. That was the one with the two contenders. There were a lot of important games, but most of them just had one contender. The Indians beat the White Sox 4-3, a devastating loss for the White Sox. Kluber gets the win in relief. He's 2-4. Liriano has been a disappointment, now 6-12. For the White Sox, Perez gets his 37th save of the year, having an unbelievable year. Cleveland with 64 wins, Perez with 37 saves. For Cleveland, Kanzler hits his third home run. For the White Sox, in defeat, Konerko hits his 25th of the year. A.J. Brzezinski hits his 27th. Vicieto hits his 22nd. But the White Sox hit three home runs and lose 4-3. That's a big loss because the Tigers shut out the Royals 2-0. Anibal Sanchez was unbelievable, only 4-6. But he pitched great yesterday. Three-hit shutout. Chen took the loss. He's 11-13. The Blue Jays shut out the Orioles. You know, teams like the Indians and the Blue Jays playing spoilers now. They shut out the Orioles 4-0. Laffey gets the win. He was unbelievable, 4-6. Saunders takes the loss. He's 2-3. The Rays beat the Red Sox 5-2. Price, who I guess is your only other Cy Young candidate with Jared Weaver, you know, maybe Price is going to get the edge because he pitches in the AL East. Price, 19-5, complete game victory. Buchholz takes the loss. He's 11-7. Kepinger with a big home run, his eighth of the year. The Yankees fall to the Twins. The Yankees with a big opportunity, and that was an interesting game if you watched it. Phil Hughes was pitching very well. The Yankees had a 3-1 lead with the bases loaded and two outs in the seventh inning. Joe Girardi decided to take Hughes out and put in Boone Logan because Minnesota had four lefties coming up. But he threw a wild pitch to the first guy, gave up a two-run double to Denard Span. The roof fell in. Hughes got the loss. He was livid. Twins get four in the seventh and hold on. Twins 5, Yankees 4. Fien gets the win. He's 2-1. Phil Hughes takes the loss sitting on the bench. Boy, was he angry. 16-13. Perkins gets his 15th save. The Yankees get three home runs. Swisher is 24th. Martin is 19th. And Andrew Jones, a pinch hit home run in the ninth, is 14th to make it 5-4, but not enough. Twins 5, Yankees 4. The Angels beat the Mariners 5-4. Zach Greinke pitches for the Angels and gets the win. He's 6-2. He only went 5 innings, but he had 13 strikeouts in 5 innings, including one inning where he struck out 4 guys, because you know what happens. Strike 3 on one of the guys, gets away from the catcher, the runner gets the first. So Greinke with 4 strikeouts in 1 inning, 13 strikeouts in 5 innings. Torrey Hunter hits a 2-run homer for the Angels, his 16th. Ibar hits his 8th. Smoke hits his 18th for the Mariners, but not enough. Greinke gets the win. He's 6-2 as a member of the Angels. Ramirez takes the loss. He's 1-3. Ernesto Friere gets the save, his 21st of the year. So the Angels still in the mix. We'll take a quick look at the American League standings. The Yankees now a game and a half up on the Orioles, 2 in the loss column. Could have been 3. They gave away a lead. Again, Joe Girardi getting roundly criticized in New York for bringing in Logan when Hughes was still pitching well. I'm sure Girardi defended it by Logan's good against lefties. Twins had 4 lefties in a row coming up. Again, it didn't work out. So the Yankees lose, but they maintain their 1.5 game lead, 2 in the loss column, which of course is important with 8 games left in the year for the Yankees, 7 games left in the regular season for the Yankees, 7 games left in the regular season for the Orioles. So right now the Orioles are a game and a half behind the Yankees, and they're up a half game in the wild card over the second wild card team. Tampa in third, 84-70, again 5 games out. They have 8 games left, virtually impossible unless the Yankees collapse. But they are 3 out of a wild card. They're going to have to go on a big winning streak. But they have a chance, Boston and Toronto long out of it. Chicago with that loss and Detroit with that shutout victory are now both 82-72. And it's starting to look like only the winner between Chicago and Detroit will make the playoffs, because if you're 5 games out of the wild card, which both Chicago and Detroit are right now, the second wild card, and you both only have 8 games to go, obviously you got to run the table and hope a few teams above you collapse. Kansas City, Minnesota, and Cleveland well out of it. The Rangers, 91-63, best record in the American League. They have a 4-game lead over Oakland. Obviously, Oakland won last night, 87-67. So they're 4 behind Texas in the loss column, 4 out. Oakland does have the second wild card right now. The Angels, with their win, 85-69, they're 6 out behind Texas. They can't win the West, but they're only 2 out in the wild card. So obviously they have to be rooting for Texas to beat Oakland. They play again tonight. The Angels 2 out in the wild card after their victory yesterday. And Seattle at 72-82 has fallen out of both the wild card and the AL West. Going to switch now to the National League. A few interesting games between contenders yesterday. Diamondbacks in San Francisco to play the Giants. The Giants virtually a lock now in the NL West. The Diamondbacks trying to get to that wild card. The Diamondbacks 7, the Giants 2. Cole Mentor gets the win. He's 5-3. Tim Lincecum, a disaster. He's been pitching a little better, but he had a terrible outing yesterday. He takes the loss. 4 innings pitched, 7 earned. He's now 10-15, which is kind of hard to believe, but that's his season. The only home run, Goldschmidt, had a home run and 5 RBIs yesterday. He's got 19 homers and 81 RBIs, obviously the hitting star of the game. Goldschmidt batting .288 for the season. Hill also 3-for-5 with 3 runs scored. He's hitting .303 for Arizona. For the Giants, they really couldn't muster much offense yesterday, only 4 hits, as Cole Mentor was excellent. 5 innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 run earned. Cole Mentor 5-3. The bullpen only gave up 2 hits in 4 innings of relief. So the Diamondbacks keep their slim hopes alive. Diamondbacks 7, Giants 2. Another game between contenders. Brewers desperately needing a win in Cincinnati to play the Reds. Now, if you heard, Dusty Baker is going to be out for another week. Baker, apparently, as he was being released from the hospital, where he was there with an irregular heartbeat, which is something he's had to deal with over the years, apparently suffered a minor stroke as he was leaving the hospital. Of course, fortunately, he was at the hospital because he got immediate attention. Doctors expect a complete recovery, but he's going to be out for at least another week. Chris Spire has been the interim manager for now. Yesterday, Cincinnati, they had no Joey Votto forever. They've had no Dusty Baker for the last week or so, but they keep right on rolling. Cincinnati 4, Milwaukee 2. Johnny Cueto, a Cy Young candidate, 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He's now 19-9 with a 2.83 ERA. Chapman coming back now, gets the save. Scoreless, 1-2-3, 9th inning. 36 save of the year. He's got 36 saves and a 1.55 ERA. Fiers takes the loss. He's 9-9. Cincinnati, Navarro, their catcher, 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Joey Votto, 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored, hitting .338. You know, they really didn't miss a beat when he was gone, but now he's back. Cincinnati, 93-61. A big game for the Brewers. They only got 5 hits. Cincinnati 4, Brewers 2. Ramirez and Segura, the shortstop, had the RBIs for Milwaukee, but it wasn't enough. Cincinnati 4, Milwaukee 2. We'll get to the standings in a little bit. A few other games between playoff-bound teams or playoff contenders. Washington and Philadelphia to play the Phillies. Phillies clinging to hope. I think they're going to come up short. But yesterday, the Phillies beat the Nationals, Phillies 6, Nationals 3. Cole Hamels having a good year, 16-6. Detweiler takes the loss. He's 10-7 for the Nationals. Papelbon gets his 37th save as the Nationals prepare for the playoffs. Carlos Ruiz hits his 16th homer of the year for the Nationals. Now, interestingly, I don't know if you saw the highlights. I didn't watch this game, but Darren Ruff hit his first major league hit as a home run for the Phillies. His nickname is the Babe. And you know sometimes when a guy hits his first home run, he gets the silent treatment. Well, they gave Darren Ruff the silent treatment for 5 minutes. You had to wonder if it was ever going to end. Eventually it did. Then, of course, they mobbed him. You know, I think players, this happens so often now, I think rookies are ready for that kind of lack of congratulations, I guess. But the Phillies get the win, most important of all. Phillies 6, Nationals 3. Ruff 2-for-3, hitting .400 as a call-up for the Phillies, including that home run. For the Nationals, Harper 2-for-4, only hitting .260 for the year, but still obviously having an excellent rookie year. No home runs in the game for either side. Suzuki, the catcher, 3-for-4. With a run scored and an RBI. Phillies 6, they're now 78-76. Nationals 3. A few other National League games to look at quickly. Pirates get 4 in the first, 3 in the second, beat the Mets 10-6. Rodriguez gets the win, he's 12-13. McHugh takes the loss for the Mets, he's 0-3. Jones hits his 25th for Pittsburgh, Alvarez hits his 30th. For the Mets, David Wright gets his 20th home run. Now, the big question, will David Wright be around next year for the Mets? Turner hits his second of the year. The Braves beat the Marlins on a Freddie Freeman home run that clinches the wild card, at least for the Braves. Braves 4, Marlins 3. Braves now 89-65. Kimbrel gets the win in relief. He's 3-1. Dunn takes the loss. He's 0-3. Freeman's home runs were his 22nd. Solano hits his first two homers of the year for Miami, but not enough. Cardinals solidifying their playoff spot as a wild card. Shut out the Astros 4-0. Jaime Garcia was excellent. 6-7 gets the win. Harold takes the loss. He's 10-11. Rockies beat the Cubs 10-5. Torres gets the win. Rusin takes the loss. Rosario hits his 27th for Colorado. The Dodgers with another big loss. They lose to the Padres 2-1. Edison Volquez, 11-11, gets the win. Josh Beckett, 1-3, as a member of the Dodgers, takes the loss. Street gets his 23rd save of the year. Those are your National League games. We'll get to the standings after the break, and then we'll get to the joke that is now NFL football. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion. Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card.
Call
877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Just one more thing about that Atlanta Brave game. Chris Medlin started the game, seven innings pitched. He got a no decision. He gave up three earned runs, but he's been just unbelievable for the Braves. And if you compare him to Steven Strasburg, of course, the Braves did the right thing. Again, little publicity about Medlin versus Strasburg, but you know they kept him in the bullpen till July. Medlin has started 11 games now. He is 9-1. He got a no decision last night. He's just been unbelievable. His ERA is 1.64. But the most important thing, of course, is that he can keep pitching now. He's going to be able to pitch into the playoffs because Atlanta apparently, you know, just scoped this out better. You know, Medlin only has 132 innings now because they kept him in the bullpen. They didn't start him till the end of July. He only has 11 starts. Lots of ways to skin a cat, but the Nationals, I guess, didn't quite understand that or didn't think they'd be in the playoff hunt. But Atlanta won again yesterday. Whenever Medlin starts, they win. He was actually in line to possibly get the loss, but he didn't. He got a no decision. So I just wanted to bring that up because at the end of the day, Washington's going to have to reevaluate, and they may have to reevaluate for next year as well because if they're going to have an innings limit next year that's, you know, 10 innings higher than this year for Strasburg, they're going to have to do something. National League standings, Washington has clinched a playoff spot. They're 93-61. They're four up on Atlanta. with eight to play. Again, you expect that Washington's going to win the division, but you never know. Atlanta, 5.5 games in front of the second wild card spot, so they've already clinched at least a wild card. They're 89-65. Philadelphia is 5.5 games out of the second wild card at 78-76. Seems like a long shot with eight games to go. They're only 6-4 their last 10. You know, they're going to have to run the table, I think, to even have a chance for a playoff spot. The Mets in Miami, long out of it. Cincinnati has already clinched the division, 93-61. Obviously, they only have eight games left, and they're up 9.5 on St. Louis. That's why they won. But St. Louis, going 8-2 in their last 10 with a four-game winning streak now, has really put themselves in a strong position for that second wild card. They're 84-71, but they're 4.5 games ahead of Milwaukee, 7.5 games ahead of Pittsburgh with seven games left. So Pittsburgh obviously can't catch them. Milwaukee has a mathematical chance, but very unlikely. Chicago and Houston long out of it. San Francisco has already clinched their division, 89-65. They're up 10 games with the Dodgers. The Dodgers, to me, are falling out of the wild card race as well. They have eight games left. They're 4.5 out of the wild card. They're only 5-5 their last 10. They've done it to themselves. Arizona, 5.5 out of the wild card at 78-76. But again, 5.5 out with eight games to go, virtually impossible. You're going to need major collapse from St. Louis. And they're pretty much going to have to run the table. I want to switch now to the NFL. You know, frankly, there's not a whole lot to say. It's just so disgraceful. I do have an article up at sportstalknetwork.com because I think this is all about integrity. You can't have the NFL walking around all the time talking about integrity of the NFL, and then they send out these replacement refs. If you saw the game or know by now, I've seen the play 28 times. The Seahawks, so Russell Wilson throws a Hail Mary into the end zone on the final play of the game. You know, five guys go up for it. Golden Tate comes down with the ball. Tate clearly knocked the guy over. You know, people say that pass interference is never called on these jump balls, but I don't think you'll see a more obvious pass interference than the one Golden Tate just knocked the guy over, like cross-checked him if it was hockey. Knocked him on his butt, jumped up with Jennings, the defender for Green Bay. Looked pretty clear that Jennings had two hands on the ball and Tate had one hand on the ball, and by definition that is not simultaneous possession. Having said that, you know, a referee with, like, no real experience, an official called it a touchdown, and after review that was held up according to the NFL. Now they got to cover their backs, because they're the ones who have caused this disgrace. They said after review there wasn't enough evidence to overturn, but, you know, you stick 100 people in the room, I think 100 of them are going to say it was an interception, maybe 99, at least 98. But that turns a win into a loss for the Packers. This is what the NFL feared most. They apparently are in more serious negotiations now with the referees. There has been a meeting of the mind, according to Charlie Casserly of the NFL Network, of a couple of things that were in the way. So hopefully they can get a deal done. But, you know, my point in writing an article, look, everybody's writing articles on this now, but my point was the NFL would have been better off if they had a rogue official who tried to fix a game and he was discovered in a gambling mess, because conservatively $150 million changed hands on that play. That's a conservative gambling estimate. The not conservative estimates go up to $600-800 million, even $1 billion changed hands. It's kind of hard to believe that over $3 or $4 million or whatever the number is, the $12 billion NFL can't fix this. Now, the NFL is the NFL. As I write in the article, why do they do this? Because they can. They're taking a hard line with everybody. It's my way or the highway if you're the NFL. Now, they do have the power to do it. They're the NFL, but they've now become the laughingstock of professional leagues. And it's starting to dawn on the commissioner and the owners. So they have at least stepped up negotiations with these players. But, you know, again, nobody really talked at all about the game. It was a fascinating game. Seattle's for real. They're tough at home. They have an excellent defense. But the Packers were winning 12-7. And essentially for Seattle, they just took four shots at the end zone. You know, Wilson's a nice young quarterback. He was only 10 for 21, 130 yards. So He had less than 100 yards before that final play. Didn't have two TDs and no picks. Aaron Rodgers was 26 for 39 for 223 with no interceptions and no TD passes. But the game became secondary, yet an NFL game was, frankly, reversed because of incompetent officiating. That's what the NFL feared. There have been other games, as I point out. The Gronkowski hold week two against Arizona was not a hold, according to Mike Pereira, who used to be the VP of officiating for the NFL, now does work for Fox. There was that chop block on Ziggy Hood. He got hurt. Should have been a 15-yard penalty. Would have driven the Raiders back when Janikowski kicks that 44-yard field goal to win the game. He wouldn't have been there. Now, Janikowski can kick a 59-yarder, and maybe he would have, but the point, obviously, is these calls or lack thereof are affecting NFL games. I would think the gamblers are going to be a little wary of actually betting. Here's a perfect example. You handicap the game. You think the Packers are the bet. They cover, and then they don't cover. Just disgusting what's happened to the NFL. I'm not a gambler. I don't really care about that. But certainly I think a lot of the NFL's popularity is based on gambling, and you could throw in fantasy leagues, et cetera, and that whole umbrella. But this is just a disgusting result. I don't care who wins between the Packers and the Seahawks, but you'd like to see everything, you know, if the players are the best and the coaches are the best, you'd like to see officials that are the best. And these guys try as they might, they're simply not the best. So hopefully this will finally pressure the NFL into settling this dispute. Again, when you're talking about $3 or $4 million for a $12 billion industry, I'm no math major, but that's, you know, that's chump change, frankly. Interestingly, you know, this whole thing with Melky Cabrera, he's going, you know, he decided he didn't want the batting title in Major League Baseball, is agreeing to that. But now the Giants have announced they're not going to have Cabrera on their postseason roster, even if he's eligible. That's pretty interesting, because he would be eligible to play in the NL Championship Series if the Giants get that far. And with their pitching, they might get that far. But apparently they want no part of Melky Cabrera, which, again, is interesting because he certainly had a heck of a year. And he would have won the batting title, but he decided not to take it. Now, there's some people who say they should give it to him anyway. I'm not one of them, especially if he's willing to walk away from it. That's okay with me. I don't think this opens up any kind of precedent. In fact, baseball should look at a rule. The precedent should become, if you get a suspension during the year, any awards you're in line for or ahead of or winning, you should not be allowed to get those awards. I mean, that would be a fair rule. Why, in today's game, if you get suspended for 50 games, should you be eligible for anything? I mean, it's ridiculous. But you have some people who are saying he should win the batting title anyway, which, again, is absurd to me. It's a baseball night tonight. Games today and tonight, games with pennant race, division race, wild card race implications. The MLB Network, 1 o'clock Eastern, the Yankees at Minnesota. Obviously Minnesota out of it, but the Yankees battling for first and or wild card spot in the AL East. Tonight, ESPN doubleheader. Washington at Philadelphia, ESPN2 at 7 o'clock. Oakland at Texas, ESPN, 8 o'clock. Those are both Eastern, of course. Those are your three games today, Yankees in Minnesota, Washington at Philadelphia, Oakland at Texas, all with playoff implications. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.